Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Jess.
All eyes on Iowa.
Really?
Oh, the caucuses today. This is the first major step for the election or election 2016.
When I hear caucus, I hear Caucasian.
Why do you hear that?
I don't know.
Diversity?
Weird.
I think so, right?
We like diversity, but we have a major...
It's Iowa.
Major,
there's a lot of white people.
A major get today. Ladies and gentlemen, presidential hopeful Ted Cruz. Theodore.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of...
How are you? Let us pray.
Oh, no. I don't
think... Please, God. Hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
Give me the strength to get through this interview. Thank you.
That's
thank
it?
You very much.
Oh, no, that's out
things,
of the way.
Two things.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, here he goes.
Please find it in your heart to have my listeners and your listeners find the love in their heart to understand me as a human being and a politician. Thank you.
All right, two things, Ted.
Sounded better in my living room than it sounds on this.
Well, it's not. It's it's not really that kind of
not
show.
Not sure I like this. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. Oh, hold on just a second.
Okay. Ted Cruz going to pray in silence, I think.
We are very happy,
Bernie Sanders,
to have the people caucus for us. Hopefully, they will go out and vote today. I'm hoping that will be the case. I am hoping that will be the case. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh.
Get the paddles.
He didn't even entertain any questions. I was hoping he was going to yell at us or something.
That's Hillary.
We got everybody today. This is huge.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi, Donald. How are you? It has been a while. It has been a while.
China. Mm. Yeah. How
this you is doing? You're out there, and you know what? This is a must win for you, don't you think?
No, I don't think it's a must win. I think I'm going to be a winner. I've been a winner wherever I've gone. Things are going to be all right. Everything's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic and big and strong and wonderful and Iowa. And Iowa people are stupid. So,
hold
you
in.
Know,
you
if I don't
that.
Win, that's okay. I can say anything. I could shoot you between the eyes. I could shoot you between your fat eyes. And I'd still get votes. What do you think of that?
Insults.
He goes back out into the lobby, the presidential green room.
I've come back in.
Oh, this is Ted Cruz, everybody.
Yeah. Nice.
Ted Cruz.
I have come back in to talk to you and all of your listeners, and this is my Ted Cruz.
Is William Clinton
gotta go work
available?
On it some more. I'll be right back.
Is Bill Clinton available?
Yeah, I wonder if he's there with his wife.
I'm so tired.
Why are you tired?
I'm so effing tired. It's just ridiculous. You know, we're going to these tiny little one-house schoolhouses and luncheonettes and bowling alleys, and I just don't, I do not care for this. This is no fun for me. You know, all I wanted to do was fly out to Iowa, have a nice steak dinner, eat some of that pork stuff that they cook,
tenderloin.
And spend the night at Steve Bridges' house. I'll be right back.
I wanted to ask him about the Florida
stuff. Yeah, for
all,
sure.
All the Iowa stink. Oh, that's Hillary.
Hillary.
Oh, she just screams her name. I wonder if she'd come back.
Who are you? Who are you looking for?
Oh, I was looking for Ted Cruz.
I'm Ted Cruz.
Oh, would you do me a favor, Ted?
I can help you. I can help you with anything you'd like.
You've been doing so much on the campaign trail, and I've been. Watching you
like a serpent.
I was wondering, could you do
census
me a favor?
Taker came to my house one
census
time.
Yeah.
I ate his liver with a bottle of red wine. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
I knew it.
I wonder if Hillary could come back.
I know.
Why is it always Hillary? I don't give a goddamn about her emails. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Get the paddles.
Bernie.
I'm 74 years old, and my voice is beginning to lose. I'm losing my voice.
A little bit like Uncle Cartoon.
You need the doctor.
What's Harry. Your name?
Harry.
I love when she comes by.
This is wild.
I'm back again. I had some bicarbonate and some mouthwash. I goggled with Listerine and you can gargle too. And when I'm president, everybody will get a free bottle of Listerine. Hip, hip, hooray.
Seems like an odd campaign platform. I have a question for, hi.
Hi there.
Is this Rand Paul?
No, it's Marco Rubio.
Oh, hi, Marco.
I seem to have lost my way. I can't find the Hillary bus. Where's the Hillary bus? Does anybody know where the goddamn Hillary bus is?
That was getting awkward. Older and lost his way.
Gotcha, yeah!
What?
You betcha, yeah!
Sarah Palin! There you go.
Hey. Our guns and all our funds and all our good stuff gets to rebound.
You know, she brings a real positive energy.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Oh, what an insufferable bitch.
You don't like her?
I swear to God. She is so difficult to deal with. I don't understand that. We're going to win in spite of her. If I'd had the chance, I would not have picked her to endorse me. I would have said, just stay in Alaska. Go back to Wasalla Walla or wherever you live with your kids and your guns and your moose hunting and just stay up there. That's what I would have said, but it doesn't matter to me because I'm going to win. I'm going to win big and huge. It's going to be spectacular.
You said that you're going to pick
Let me tell you something. Oh, okay, yes. Let me tell you something that most people will know that is quite good. Good thing.
And strong?
And strong. You know, most people that aren't going to vote for me, if they look in the mirror, they will know that they are quite bad people.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
I wonder if Ted Cruz had time just to come by one more time.
Yeah.
I was told
yes.
that this particular interview was going to be mine and mine alone.
Well,
no one said that anyone else was going to be involved in this, and I don't understand. Are you one of those radio stations that says equal time?
We have to, legally.
Yeah. That's the law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clarice?
Oh, no.
Have your lamb stopped crying?
I just thought I'd wrap this whole thing up. Yes. I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are some of your female interns in studio today?
We have two in studio
yes,
today.
Two. Yes.
Two female interns?
Yes. Lou and Maddie.
Zang.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm just going to check the testosterone levels on your phone first.
Grandpa, give me my phone now.
Just as I thought. Pretty low.
This is Meredith calling.
Now look what you did.
You dropped it in the car's vagina.
Damn it, I have to put it on speaker. Don't say anything.
I will not say a word.
Bulbags!
Hey, who is that?
No one. We're in a restaurant, sorry.
Who's that?
What's up?
Okay, well, I really want them to post our wedding announcement on the New York Times website before our rehearsal brunch Friday, so I just wanted to run your section back to you. Jason Richard Kelly, son of...
Dr. Smegma von Boxmuncher.
...is a junior associate at the law firm of...
Cream Pie, Fart, and Donkey Punch.
Okay, who is that?
I don't understand how we got so far off schedule.
Anybody work here?
Okay, everybody on the floor! This is a robbery!
Oh my God, you should see your faces. I just went out to grab lunch and a new horse mask. I left mine at the beach the other day. Woo! Gun's real though. Relax, this is Florida. Everything's a licensed gun range.
You just shot through a wall, man.
Hey!
There's pedestrians outside.
Again, it's Florida. These people don't matter.
What?
So? Welcome to Tan Pam Surf Slam. What can I do for you, gentlemen? I'm Pam.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio. In the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it and you do too.
Have trouble with the high school.
Say that, babe.
He's giving you the
say that, babe.
Man, oh man, that was weird. I was really just gonna do Ted Cruz, and then I realized the Ted. Here's the way I do it. I decide that Ted Cruz is a little weaker than I thought it would be.
Sure.
And because on microphone they sound differently. I never tested it out on microphone, so I decided to bring the whole gang in. And
I don't have a Hillary.
I don't do Hillary. I don't do Marco Rubio. So had to bring back some oldies. Oscar called for Bill Clinton. That saved a bit. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I would love if Hillary could come by a few times during the show. Anytime.
Well,
she'd be welcome.
We can't ask for that all the time, right?
Who are you?
Harry.
Harry,
this is hilarious.
The show today is brought to you by Club W.
Oh yeah.
My God, do I love Club W wine. One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine. One of the great tragedies in life is when you don't have the wine to enjoy.
True.
Here's the thing about wine. I figured this out all on my own. Wine is this way. You drink it, and then it's gone.
Yes.
Doesn't that suck?
Yes. This is one of the facts of life, Mike.
Let me tell you about Club W. You never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine that you will love because they take a little question pack and they give it to you. It's the palate profile quiz. I took mine. They sent me a red, two reds, and a white. Sounds like a book title. Two reds and a white. Anyway, they make sure after the palate quiz that everything that they send you is tailored to your taste. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you will love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman, and that saves you money. Right now, Club W is offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS, and cheers. What happened to our sign, everybody? The Mike O'Mara Show sign.
We're getting it refurbished.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because as we were installing the top secret equipment yesterday,
there
was a bit of an accident.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have to put it back up.
Right? Let me see the sign.
It's just a little nicked up at the bottom. Nothing crazy.
Tighten it up. No, that's
right. You know?
That's all right.
It's nothing crazy.
No, we'll fix it. Get it refurbished.
Sometimes, when I'm not there, this is one of those moments where, my paranoia really, takes it. It's did somebody write F-U on it or something like that?
We're changing it to add Oscar in my name.
Yeah, somebody broke in. Somebody broke in and changed the sign.
Some hateful person, a vandal.
I'll leave it to you guys, because Pony and Oscar and Rob, you just mentioned we're working on a lot of stuff.
We can't tell
you all the details. We're gonna roll that out when it's ready. It will be ready when it's ready. That's from Master and Commander. But we're doing a lot of stuff in our facility up here in Washington D.C. And we think you're gonna like it. We really do.
Is it fair to say that
they're gonna love it?
Is it fair to say that 2016 is going to be the biggest year change wise for the show as far as an exciting thing?
I wouldn't call it change. I would just say
improvement.
We've evolved over the past 6 years, just like any other program has, and as we grow, the studio and our capabilities grow.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see how this meshes in with the program. At the very least, we're not going to have to deal with some BS on the other side.
Hear.
Right.
And there, let me just say, and this is the last hint that I will give, because you know how we all like hints.
He is
the hint that I will give.
The hinter.
There is one element of this particular equation that's going to involve something that I have asked for, that I have wanted, but that ultimately I probably won't be happy with.
Really?
Do you get it?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I do, and yes. I know the element that usually lets us down, but I think that element will not be a disappointment.
We're not going to get it, and I have to discipline myself because I can't get happy with that particular element. I can't go nuts with that.
Oh, no. We tried it briefly in the past, and they've ruined it.
Yes.
They have, absolutely. And I don't want them to ruin it again. And, well, now they know what it is. But anyway.
No, they don't.
You're
giving
them
too much credit, Mike.
That's
too
right.
much credit.
I do?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? So how was everybody's weekend? Busy, busy. Lots of texts going between us.
Yes.
We're doing a lot of shtick on our texts.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yes.
It was. You know what? It was a big thaw-out weekend here, but still there's mounds of snow. Do you know what? It's a weird mind F when you come outside.
Are you talking about the weather?
Yeah, but I want to tell you that there's
again?
A weird...
I was talking about the busyness in the studio.
But, dude, I just want to... Just one thing that I want to know if it bothers Oscar at Boz and Pony.
Yes.
You go out and it's 60 degrees and there's still 10-foot-tall piles of snow.
No, I love that it's 60 degrees.
It's weird,
yeah, and
though.
I love
it's
that the snow's
strange.
Melting. Yeah, go away. Go never away. Come back.
It's gotten down to... Now
never,
it's,
ever, ever come back.
You know what it is now? It's dirty snow. It's not the pretty white snow
and,
anymore.
By the way, I liked sledding as a kid, too. Overrated. Now I know my parents were pissed when it snowed because they had work to do. They had to go to work.
They did.
They couldn't just stay home. They had to go somewhere.
And then, you know what? The kids come in. You got to dry them out. You got to undress them.
I don't know about that. Clothes. I just,
that's
my parents,
worse.
We undressed ourselves, Rob. I know that. Yes. We did. We were adults when we were little kids. So you go take care of yourself. Don't mess up the house. If you do, we're gonna give you the old corporal punishment. We're going to beat
but
your
the
ass.
Thing about
speaking
about undressing, you've got a button undone right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like he's got a head start.
What's it going to be today? What's it going to be today up there?
It's going to be 58, I think.
58.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty good. That's,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Get rid of that blizzard.
Not bad.
All
finally.
That blizzard stuff. Look at you. What's the weather down
good
there?
For you.
I'm not jealous about your weather anymore.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
That's nice.
It's always beautiful down there. Talk to me.
No, it's not.
It's 100
degrees. All right, you know what? Now I know I'm going to get crap, but you know, finally I'm going to get it off my chest because I'm going to get crap. It has not been beautiful. The goddamn South Florida Peninsula has been underwater practically down here. It has been nonstop. It's been gray. It has been rainy. Cold front after cold front after cold front after cold front. Now, down here, of course, the cold front is not cold. It is it is cool. But the fact
no
is,
one
it's
feels
been
bad
rainy
for you.
And there, it's
unless
been rainy.
You have to take a canoe to Walmart to get whatever you have to get for the day, then we're not going to feel bad. People still haven't, so there's some cul-de-sacs that still haven't been plowed in the city.
Yeah, down
it
there,
it has
Mike,
been underwater.
We call Florida the Florida forecast. We call it the Mike O'Mara, gray in 56.
Speaking of plow,
Thank you
I have
much,
an update on the snowblower that was acquired day of storm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, excellent. Yes. I'd like to hear about that.
So I am here on Sunday. We recorded Tech 411 early. And thank you.
Hey, did Mac make it or was he caught up in a web of lies?
Mac made it. He didn't lie and didn't say he had a family issue and not come in this time.
Did Mac come and stand in the studio and say, I'm not here?
Yeah, he made it. He did a good job. We had a fun show. It should be posted today.
Any new promos?
No new promos.
Next week for sure.
Next week.
Okay.
And I said, well, I said hi to Tony Perkins. And then I said, well, it's time to go home to see my parents because I like hanging out with them while they're still in town. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my father. I said, Dad, I'm on my way home. I got a lot of homework to do, but we can hang out. At least I'm in the house, right? And he says, hey, just a quick question. Did you let anybody borrow the snowblower? And I said, well, no. Why do you ask?
He goes,
no reason. I said, well, that's kind of strange that you would ever ask me about
cryptic,
the snowblower.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was in the garage. They said, well, your mom and I didn't want it in the garage, so we put it in front of the house.
Oh.
And I said, well, did you put it in front of the house? Well, I went and got a tarp for it, but we just didn't want it in the garage.
Why?
I said, why? I said, then, so wait, you tell me, you asked me if someone borrowed it. And I said, and he goes, yeah, I asked you someone borrowed it. I think your mom, I said, no, what's going on? He goes, well, I went outside and it's gone.
Oh, no.
And I said,
Someone stole the $750 snowblower.
Mike, it's $1,500 retail.
I said, the snowblower's not there. Is the tarp that you bought there? He goes, no, everything's gone.
They stole the tarp too?
And I said,
that's $5 more.
Okay, hold on. I know your house. It is classic 1960s, 70s suburbia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brady Bunch. It is house after house after house after house. With that said, I have my mind
single family home.
Yeah,
single family house. Not a tremendously large front yard.
No.
So where did he put it in the front? Did he put it down by the sidewalk?
My foreign parents. As I'm driving down
on ABC Family,
Connecticut
it's
Avenue.
My foreign parents
heading towards George Avenue, where I make a left,
sure,
and head right up 108. Right.
Sure.
I say right towards 108. I'm on the phone with my dad. I'm going through the process of not going crazy and understanding that he's 76 and my mom is 60, 65 and they're foreign and they're still FOB in my eyes.
Yes.
And FOB,
that's fresh off the boat for those of you that don't
that.
Speak
here,
Oscar.
Here.
Well, they've been here for 25 years plus. They're still assimilating.
Yes.
So I said, hey, I'm not going to get into why you didn't store the snowblower either in the shed in the back where we keep everything else.
Well, they have a shed and a garage.
Yes.
Wow.
But what do you think actually happened? And he said, well, I think somebody borrowed it. I think, no, I think someone stole it.
Yeah, they borrowed it for an indeterminate amount of time without any intention of returning it.
Unbelievable. Somebody saw that beautiful,
yes,
shiny, new, relative, what was it, about a year old, something like that, right? Or did the guy ever use it?
It was like a year old, looked brand new in my eyes. And I said, Dad, do you realize that we live on a main road? And that everybody that drove by that road or walked by remembered how much their back hurt as they drove or walked by because they didn't have a snowblower.
Did they call the cops?
So I was like, maybe somebody borrowed it. It's an outside chance. I'll check with the neighbor when I get home, right? And
are they close enough? I know they have one neighbor that you know very well.
Yeah, I know all the neighbors.
Oh, so
them all out.
But
so
do you know
friends.
The neighbors well enough that you would
do the Auvilles still live in
yes,
the neighborhood?
Yes, two houses down.
Mike, that's the way.
That boy's got every nickel he ever made. God love him.
That's
really
how I found Oscar's number that morning. I found out what street Cakes lived on.
Yeah. Wow.
And went up two houses.
Cakes, did you check with Cakes to see if Cakes stole it?
So, no.
Oh.
But I checked with the
down
neighbors.
Down to nubs
and,
on the,
and, it's hurting.
Down to the felt. I went across the street, checked with all the neighbors, and everyone was like, no. Like, we heard some dump trucks a couple days ago for the school up the street, blah, blah, blah. So I walked back. I said, oh, man. I said, remember when I was a kid and I left my BMX bike outside? And he said, hey, you taught me a valuable lesson when I was a kid. If you love something, you take care of it.
Right.
Because
I remember, you know, it's not identical, but when I was in Manassas, it was a similar, you know, suburban kind of community.
Sure,
and the fact is, I was capable. We used to take bets. If there was something I wanted to unload, whether it was a piece of baby furniture, whatever, we would put it out on the street and we would have a pool that was only 15 minutes long as to how long something would last on the street.
But that's when you would put it down on the curb for the trash man to take away. This was close to the house,
but
yes?
Next to the recycling bin and next to the dumpster.
Oh, no.
Which said, so it was on the side of the house.
Side of the house. So I said,
somebody actually really had to
know
what
they really
doing.
Stole
and
it.
They were looking for it.
They really stole it. Yeah, they eyeballed it and they said, these people don't care about their goods. They don't care about their hardware. They don't care about the snow.
And they
just
also said, if I get caught, I've got a feasible story. I thought they were throwing it away.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Who knows?
Can I ask this question?
Yes.
And well, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt, but I'm full of questions about this. Ultimately, they could have left it in the garage, correct? There was room. You had made room for
yes!
it?
Yes.
Or the shed.
Yes.
Oh.
No, but my bougie parents, God forbid the Lexus get scratched. God forbid the Mercedes get scratched by this manly machine that our son brought to take care of us.
Which, by the way, saved their life, saved hundreds of
our
lives.
Our feeble bones while we, because they didn't have to shovel an inch of snow because their son took care of them and risked his life and his credit by yelling at the bank to get him money so he could pay cash for this.
Yes.
And it's gone.
It is gone, Mike. When I got home, it was gone. The neighbors told me to go kick rocks. Why would you leave it outside? I thought it was strange that they left it outside. I thought it was strange. Did you? You should have walked across and taken a Spanish to English dictionary and said, ponga el snowblower en la casa. Because they don't understand. And then God bless him. As foreign as he is, he says, well, maybe they'll bring it back. And I said, they won't.
No, they won't.
No one's coming back. I have to now call the police and waste the wonderful people, department of Montgomery County, waste their time and tell them about my foreign parents and a snowblower and a serial number, everything. Everything.
You have to say that my parents, they have a shed in a garage, and they had the snowblower by the house, and someone took it.
I said, Dad, this is your BMX.
And you have a main drag. You have a main drag. So it's not like it's not like it's necessarily even going to be in the neighborhood.
No. It's gone. It is either Bowie or somewhere in PG County or the city of Baltimore. Who knows, Mike?
It's blowing snow in Ohio today. Today it's blowing snow in Ohio.
I can't. After everything you went through. Oh
yes.
My God. Oh my
and
God.
I say, well, I was like, this is your BMX bike, Dad. Yep. Remember when I was a kid, you told me one time that if you love something, you take care of it, right? I said, you wouldn't. I was like, and tell me you didn't leave the key in the snowblower when you decided to put it on the side of the house. Did you leave the key? He goes, I left the key so we wouldn't lose it. I said, great.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now they have the key.
No.
They've got
now
everything.
Now I'm pissed off.
They've got
now
everything.
I'm pissed off at your father. What is he doing?
Well, he was upset with himself as well. I didn't help because I was like, let's go through this again. You didn't want the snowblower in the garage because you didn't want to scratch your cars, right? So You decided to put it outside, but it was no big deal because, you know, we live in Olney and nobody steals anything in Olney.
Sure.
Look at the Crime Stoppers report. There's robberies everywhere, right?
Yeah, but you don't even take the theft potential out of the equation. Let's just look at this on a pure equipment level with an area that's getting weather. You don't leave that kind of piece of equipment, just like you wouldn't leave a lawnmower unless you wanted it to be pure trash.
I told
trash.
My mom when she came in after my dad's like, hey, did you let anybody borrow a snowblower casually to my mom? And she's like, no. He goes, oh, it's gone. Someone stole it. And my mom was like, why? What? I said, guys, we never left the lawnmower outside. Why would we leave a snowblower? That was worth more than the lawnmower. And I was like, you're basically coming off a storm where, and my mom uses this term called panes calientes, hot bread, right? She just calls it all the time.
Cool is her conscience.
Okay, so she says, I said, you
cold is her conscience.
I said, that snowblower was a pan caliente, a loaf of bread in the middle of a famine. I was like, that's what you did. You put a big, steaming, beautiful loaf of bread right in the middle of a town that just went through a famine.
Yeah,
so they
exactly.
remember how hungry they are. Mm-hmm. And you expect no one to take it. Not even a teenager that says, maybe I can make a side job or side business with it. Just this one snowblower. So it's gone.
Gone.
And what did the John Law say when they dropped by? They probably
after they stopped laughing.
There's very little chance.
I respect the police department. They said, "Would you like an officer to come out?" And I said, "No." I said, "My dad will point him to some footsteps in the snow that I'm sure that they could that my dad will waste time and ask him to take some sort of pictures or
he'd make it difficult for the officer."
I said, "Is there an alternative?" He goes, "Well, yes, there is. There's a call-in line where someone just takes a statement over the phone." I said, yes, I don't want to waste your officer's time. I said, my parents are foreign. They shouldn't have done this. I'm going to give it to you over the phone.
Wow.
And I gave him a serial number and everything else. Was so super easy for them.
When did they know within any kind of time window when this thing was ripped off?
Anywhere from midnight to 7 a.m., you know?
Oh,
and
God.
They're cheap, so they don't leave their lights on outside. The security lights. They turn them off every night.
Then why do you have security lights?
I don't know why we have solar panels on the house. What's the point?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I'm
so,
so sorry
sad.
For you. That sucks. Yeah. What they went through? Yeah.
You know, I'd say there may be a happy ending, but there's not going to be,
probably.
Had
a big pep talk, all sat at the kitchen table and said do's and don'ts of living in this country and living with security. We have an ADT system. Do you think that they've turned it on? Now they do. I had to teach them how to do that again.
God.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And now I hope we don't get any snow the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I really, really do. That's a stunner, Oscar. Oh, my
Stolen.
God. Well, let me just say this, and maybe this will put a smile on your face. Larry King's going to bring this up the next time he calls your mom.
I can't
That's
wait.
For sure.
For sure.
That's for sure. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we get you ready for Super Bowl 50. Are you excited, Gary?
Yeah.
Also, we pay tribute to some of the giants that we've lost in the early weeks of 2016. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Happy? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Running a business is a very tough job. Here's what I want to do. I don't want to tip our hand about what was done in the studio this week.
Right.
But if you have a card from Vistaprint that you just got done, and incidentally, here's the deal. 500 cards for $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS. We've been doing this a while. I want to remind you how good a deal this is. What I would like is if you get yourself one of these cards, that's 500 of them for $9.99. It's nothing. It's the best deal online. Send us your card to TMOS. Send it to our studio. And if it's a good card and I like it, we'll call you.
Nice.
We will call you.
We'll
call you and say hello to you. That's what we're going to do. Right now, 500 business cards, just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, that's 500 cards under $10. Look, I love my card. I have it with me right here. I love my Vistaprint card. Nope, that's upside down. Thank you.
Oh, better.
It says, listen, and you'll get it. I designed it myself because I'm that smart. Well, actually, I used the logo for the show. But
you designed it. You chose the logo.
You laid it out.
Yeah, it's all you, baby.
But, you know, I upgraded to, you can upgrade to the card stock. You can add a fancy finish. Go
go double-sided. I did that. Raise print. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That, my friends, is a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Vistaprint and TMOS. Order today.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So sorry to hear that, Oscar. That's just a drag.
That sucks.
Really. I mean, you know, ruined my afternoon.
That's terrible. That's that.
I
that
only got
is,
half of my homework
terrible.
Done because I was talking to the police and my parents.
What's
great is my mom's like, I want cameras everywhere.
Of course.
She calls my brother, and then he's like, okay, I'm sending down this system that it's just more work for your boy. I said, no, we can't just give them everything they want. You can't just continue coddling them. I was like, you're sending down a box. Get through Amazon. If you send down that box, if you get it through the MichaelMaraShow.com page, go through Amazon. But when you send it down, that will be more work for your boy.
Who's going to install it?
It's me.
Hey, don't
me.
They already have some sort of secret camera so you can watch your mom?
Yeah, we have
like a teddy bear
we
camera
have,
or something.
No, that's a proof of life. We have a proof of life drop cam in the
that's
house.
That's what I'm thinking of. Put that on the snowblower.
Yeah, we turn
proof
it on.
Proof of life. That's in case anybody drops dead, you'll know that.
Yeah, because she's there alone sometimes. And want to make sure that she's walking around.
Oh, God. You know what? I feel guilty because I had such an incredible Saturday with my son. I just had this amazing day with my son, Michael. Friday night, I told him that we were going to get up Saturday morning and I was going to take him to breakfast. And Carla comes bounding in at 6:30 and says, he wants to go to breakfast right now.
At 6:30?
He woke up. It's the first time, really. Look, he's two, so you don't always know what's really going on in that little
it's
noggin.
A mania.
But apparently, he wakes up in the morning, and he was just super stoked to go to breakfast, and it was really, really exciting for him, and it was great for me, too, and so I take him out, and
where did you go?
He's just, what's that? We went to the local diner down
okay.
the street here
very
for
cool.
For breakfast, and it's a place where a listener actually bought me breakfast one time, which is
oh, okay.
Very, sweet. Very, very cool, and so we go in there, and he's just, you know, 2-year-olds, 29-month-old, 30-month-olds, they can have those days where they wake up cute and they're cute all day. It was one of those days. Most often that doesn't happen, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to have the meltdowns periodically.
You know who's
this
like that?
This was spectacular.
Is
who's
my
that?
Wife, Carrie. She's
yeah,
she has
had a nice
days
chat
like
with
that.
Her too.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. She got back to me, which was nice. You know, and thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. We got a little relationship going.
That's
online.
Good. Have fun with that.
It's a lot of fun. So he's spectacular and he's so cool that I am not a big one for spoiling my child. I am not. I don't believe. Now, between listeners and grandparents and cousins and everything, my kid
cousins.
Gets a lot. He gets a lot of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I'm somebody that if I go to the store and I'm like at a Walmart, I will perhaps pick up maybe a $5 truck. For him
sure.
every third or fourth time.
Sure.
But I'm out with him and we have breakfast and he's just as he's sitting in the high chair next to me at the diner, he's periodically grabbing my arm and just giving me a hug.
Aww.
And I'm sitting there melting. He's just being spectacular
yeah.
and he's being a good kid. And people are walking by and you know he's just being turbo cute and he eats all his breakfast and he doesn't squirm around and he's just sitting there and he's engaging the people in the restaurant. And I'm loving the kid. And I said, what would you like to do now? We left breakfast. This is like 8:15 in the morning.
Right.
I said, what would you like to do now? And I said, would you like to go to Walmart and get a toy?
Oh,
and his eyes light up. It's like, because, you know, it's not a birthday. It's not Christmas.
Yeah, it's nice
and
surprise.
I just felt like doing him a solid.
Sure.
And so we go
you
over
know,
to Walmart.
You know, that's not in most parenting handbooks, just so you know. The phrase, doing your son a solid.
It's
that
so,
is,
he's
just baps,
being,
you know?
It's just like you are being such a good little yeah. boy that I wanted to do something
we
great for you.
We are going to
you.
Reward
and,
you.
And,
yes.
And he knows Walmart. Because mother is addicted. And so, you know, he sits there and he says, yeah, let's go to Walmart. And we go into Walmart and he's just being cute. And we walk through the main door. The greeter says hello. And we are 10 steps into the Walmart. And he looks at me in the eye and he says, I love you.
Aww.
The first time.
Oh,
that was the first
wow.
time. That was the first time. And it was just like, you know. I'm floating around the elderly father. I am floating on air, and it just, I will tell you this, I was going to get him one of the little bitty trucks, and I ended up getting him a $39 Jake and the Pirates pirate ship.
Whoa.
Because Walmart had the big display, and yeah, I don't normally do this. Look, in the land of toys, anybody that has small children knows it. That's a Mac Daddy amount of money. I know it doesn't sound maybe to some people like a lot of money.
No, I think
trust me, it's a lot of money for a toy.
It's a lot more money for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's exactly. You know what, Oscar? I'm normally somebody that walks by. No, I'm not paying that for plastic. Mm-hmm. But he'd had his little $5 fire truck that he was perfectly happy with. And he looks around and he sees that. I said, do you want that? He said,
yeah.
I said, okay, we're going to go.
Is and Jake it's this and the
giant
Pirates,
2 foot high, tall pirate ship.
Is it something he knows? Is it a TV show? Is it a series of toys? Well,
it's a Disney violent television show. It's like all the this yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
That's right. Yo-ho, yo-ho, change back.
You want me to go show it to you?
Yeah,
I got to see this.
Did you have any pirate toys when you were little? Pirates weren't a deal when I was a kid.
No, it's Transformers.
Transformers for you?
It was a good day for your boy, Fantana, and we would go to Toys R Us,
right?
And we'd find a Transformer that I hadn't seen before.
Okay,
yeah, and then really, I think near the tail end of the Dinobots, that's when I stopped collecting. But
now, Dinobots, is that like a ripoff?
They're the dinosaur Transformers.
I see.
Yes.
Did they transform into being extinct?
No. They somehow made them in a secret lab with Energon.
Of course they did. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm buying it.
Well, because they couldn't just bring them from, what is it? What planet they used to live on?
The hell if I know.
Oh, come on. Somebody help me. Transformers.
Planet Earth?
No. I used to know all of this.
Big toy.
Man.
The planet of big toy. You see, I live.
You grow up and you forget things.
I was a Star Wars kid, so the big deal for me was a new Star Wars action
figure. Ah, Ghostbusters.
That's true. And also, of course, action.
Whoa!
Oh, look at that.
That is a big toy. Disassemble that?
This
that
is a day for YouTubers right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly assembled.
Oh, okay. That's good. Oh, that's nice. There. Yeah. That is a pirate ship.
Like all good pirate ships.
Oh, my God.
It has wheels.
Yeah.
It has wheels and a door.
You could also play Connect 4 on that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You know what? I keep my weed in there.
Yo ho ho.
It's got the little door. It's got the little wheel.
Yeah,
yes, the steering wheel. Yeah.
Oh, and the cabins open up.
And that's downstairs where they do all the torturing.
Yeah, keep all the sugar cane.
Where they torture the witch. No.
Do they plunder?
It's got the sail. It's got the crow's nest.
Yeah.
That's 40 that's bucks.
Really more of a pillaging.
Does it come with guys or the guys separate?
Figurines?
Yeah, it came with Jake. It came with Jake and the Pirates.
Jake the Snake?
Jake was part of the Pirates.
Is it the same Jake from Jake and the Fat Man?
Yes, that's right. It's William Conrad.
Jake was the Fat Man.
He's a damn good investigator. And he's mad. No, it was all day. It was all day.
That's a great
long thing
when that happens.
I was
happens doing
stuff with him all day. Not anything fancy. It was just back to the house. He liked that. Mama got up. She spent a little time with him. He was fantastic. And then
did Carla
the
play
the day,
with the pirate ship?
No, Carla did not play with
the pirate ship. I'm just checking.
But because this is my first son, I do a lot of roughhousing with him too. Mm-hmm. You know, where you're wrestling with him and stuff like that. And then I was doing something where I made him laugh, super laugh. Okay, he really laughs out loud, and I'm going, dooby dooby doo, and he just goes. This is later in the day. This is like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. In
sure.
The day. And I go, doo, and he goes,
nice.
And then I look at him again. I go, and he goes. And he threw up all over me.
Oh no! Were you wearing white linen shirt?
I had a brand new golf shirt on, and he threw up from my chin down into my lap.
Man.
And I am sitting on the couch, and I went, Carla, Carla, and he is standing there. God love him. He's standing there frozen because he was surprised that he puked too. And I mean,
oh no, he's ready for the beatings to begin.
He puked. He was more concerned about daddy cleaning up daddy than he was about the fact that he just puked, because it was not a sick puke. It was a roughhousing puke. And Carla came
he's
out and said,
up.
Were you roughhousing? I said, yeah, a little bit. We were fooling around. I said, I made him laugh till he puked. That's what I did. I made him laugh till he puked.
That's the first time that you've done it, I'm sure, for anybody. And, but I don't want to tell this
that's
story.
That's the motto of the Mike O'Meara Show.
We'll make you laugh.
You'll laugh till you puke. Now, on the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah.
Tonight on ABC Family.
Did you send me the Ernie Anderson this weekend? Too?
Yes. I think that was pretty great, wasn't it?
Ernie. What a neurotic hump he was.
Nervous Nelly, yeah. Question I have, and I hate to tell this story like Pulp Fiction out of order. Let's go back to breakfast. What did the boy have for breakfast?
He had silver dollar pancakes.
Yes.
And he had sausage.
Yes.
And then I'm not sure what Mama gave him for lunch, but
was it all accounted for on your shirt?
This was mid to I tell you, it was fairly well digested.
Oh, you know? No!
It was fairly well digested, and it was nasty puke. It was like Carla comes out and she's on her
elliptical,
sure. And so she comes zinging out. I'm like, Carla, and he's standing there just looking at me like, geez, I just puked all over Daddy. And, I mean, I was the target. It was all over me. A laugh and then barf all over. I mean, from chin down
to
shorts.
So nothing on, like, the couch or the floor or anything?
Yes, the couch got nailed, the leather couch. And I was responsible. She goes, because Carla, like, took him. She goes, everybody just freeze. Everybody just freeze right now.
Who was moving?
Nobody was moving. He's frozen in terror. I'm sitting there because I am covered. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm worried that if I move that it's going to get the puke somewhere else.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, I'm not going anywhere, Carla. She said, I'll handle this. She grabs him. I stand up. I go right to the laundry room. And then she said, and disinfect the sofa. And I'm telling you, man, it was. And then, you know, the Kirkland disinfecting wipes came out.
Sure.
And scrub-a-dub-dub. And it's one of those things I realized where, you know, real pukey puke, that's tough to get that out of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh, the enzyme smells like
that's truly what it was.
Parmesan cheese everywhere.
Oh,
I actually, Mike, I have a small tape of what he said right after the vomiting. And
okay,
I know I was surprised that I actually was running tape for it.
It burns!
That's it. My son this weekend became possessed by the devil.
It burns.
That's right.
He's one of the. Did you see? Hey, did you see online one of the black-eyed children that's all over the internet? That
no.
little conspiracy.
No,
it's one of these like podcasts or blogs where they say if the black-eyed children come to your door, don't let them in. It'll cause terrible situations to happen. It's the scary BS.
Wow.
I get a lot of crap. I'll talk about that when we come back. I'm getting a lot.
I know
of
there's always trouble when Carrie has a black eye. That never it's never good.
Don't let her.
But
in.
Then he was in a great mood after he puked. He was not. He was didn't continue to be sick. He ate dinner.
He
everything was
back.
Fine.
Puke and
bounced
rally.
Back. And then then Carla. And then I moved over to the right side of the couch because, by the way, that's where I spent a good part of my weekend. And Carla came out and she sat down and she looks at me and she says, why aren't you sitting on your part of the couch? She said, did you clean this couch? I said, yeah, I cleaned it. She said, did you clean it thoroughly? I said, yeah.
Kind of?
And she looks down at it and she goes, no, you didn't. And then she did a thorough cleaning and the house didn't smell like puke anymore. So, yay for us. Yay, rah, rah. So the joys and the tragedies of being a parent. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, if you're in Iowa and you listen to us, don't forget to caucus. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa, brought to you by Texture. Everybody wants to be the best they can possibly be. It's easy to say, but making it happen is extremely tough. Texture can help.
Yes.
You can get fit by reading those great articles in Men's Health, which I read on Texture. You can fix your wardrobe with Esquire. I read Esquire to find out about the political landscape. It's fascinating
to me. Good
take
on it there,
That's also available on Texture. If you want to be the next Bill Gates, download Forbes or Fortune and stay in the know. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorite magazines without a pile of clutter in your living room. You can do it anytime, anywhere. It's easy because you can read them on your phone or your tablet. Browse hundreds of magazines for the articles that interest you most. Text your editorial team. They recommend stories every single day. And Texture's curated collections let you focus on your favorite topic. Please sign up today for insider access to the best reads. We're talking about Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek. They've got everything, and you get it all in one spot, and you can share it with your family. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on the newsstand today. Take advantage of this offer right now and get better yourself with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS.
Right.
Yes. So it was a good weekend. It was good. Did a little drunk dialing and, a lot of fun. You know, it was
cool.
Did
you get through when you drunk dialed, or did you leave messages?
Didn't get called Cappy. I always get a little loaded and call our friend, sure, Cappy Pfeiffer. We were not able to connect, but I talked to both of my daughters, and I think my daughters were preparing for an evening out as well. So
I
know is my daughter Catherine put one of her male friends on, and he obviously had been at the party.
Yes.
And it's probably like 11 o'clock at night. Ooh. It's like, hello, Ms. Romero. And I said, hey, how you doing? I don't remember a lot of the conversation, but I think when a parent is put on the phone, the individual co-ed, especially the male co-ed, perhaps expects a slightly different conversation that he gets from yours truly. You see, I live in a young man's business, and I know how to communicate with the young hipster. And,
of course.
And I also have a low crap quotient.
It
won't be something along the lines of like, well, hello, young man, and how are you? Are you treating my daughter well? Are you having a very good time? You know, so if he's getting it, he was a little bit feeling his brewskis.
Sure.
So he was kind of being funny. And
kind of.
I was kind of being funny right back. Mm-hmm. And problem is, I don't remember a hell of a lot of the conversation.
Well, kind of funny, though. A lot of times, well, you know, quick, before you ask that.
Mockingly young person
snark
to old person.
I got you.
A little snark.
Borderline snark, but just unsnarky enough where it was fun and pleasant, and he wasn't too much of a dick. But I was given as good as I was getting.
Were you pretending
fantastic
that you weren't having it, that you hadn't had a few drinks? Were you trying to cover it a little bit, or did you let it go?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's the nice thing about being the parent. When you're the parent, and by the way, how about that age range? You know, going from the 20-year-old all the way down to the 30-month-old.
Yeah,
I'm covering the gamut. I'm going to die at 63.
I wonder if your daughter threw up this weekend.
I sure hope she did. You know, later in the weekend, she put. Did anybody see the video of Catherine put the cutest little video up online? Of, I think it was a Pixar video about the volcanoes that fall in love. It was so
no. Oh, yeah, you know what? That's the short subject that preceded Inside Out. You know, they a lot of times put a short movie in front of Inside Out.
Very cute.
It is an excellent cartoon. Very,
very
sweet. Cool. I like
very,
that.
Very, very, very cute. But, I did that, and it was cool.
My mom
cool
calls then, me when she's had a few drinks.
And then, as I predicted at church on Sunday, the fact that I spoke at church, somebody walked up to me and very knowledgeably said to me, well, that won't be the last time. And I ended up volunteering to be a reader.
Oh, that's good
Mike.
Gig, though.
I'm going to be.
Why? Well, now, what's wrong with that?
Why
what's
would you
wrong
add
with
to
that?
Your workload?
It's not a workload.
Because you know what? The same people do it all the time, and I know they need a little
they're
help,
hacks.
And I figured, what the hell?
Let me offer
they're
this.
Hacks. I want to add some professionalism to the enterprise.
Well, it'll go well until you complain about
it's
how
called
the, it'll go well until he complains about how they wrote the copy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I've done
that Old Testament, let me tell you.
King James.
I'm a little worried about that because there are two things you can do. You can either read the book, right?
Yes.
You know, the book, the holy book.
Mike,
or
it's
you can
the best book.
The best book, or you—it's a good book. It's strong. Caucus for me.
Two Corinthians.
You can either read that, or you can read the prayers for the people, which is really my first choice.
Well, that's where you can do more shtick.
No, you can't do any shtick. But
I
worry. You remember when Trump, was it last week or the week before, said two Corinthians.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to be Second Corinthians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure I don't make that kind of mistake.
Well, also, you're on a smaller stage than Trump, but you're going to be fine. Now, I did this for a while when Carrie and I were going to church. I would read. And here's what you say Mike shouldn't add to his workload. This doesn't add to his workload. And in fact, it makes church a little more fun because you have something to do. It really does. I think Mike's going to dig it. And you know what? Good sound system,
yeah,
good
but
microphone.
This is the thing. The
get
one
up there, pull a little Orson Welles stuff.
He's going to go for as long as he can, but when he leaves, he's going to feel guilty about it.
Why?
Because he can't be there all year.
Well, no.
Well, no, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. They know that? They actually, you write that down. Okay. You write that down, and they ask you about that. And also, I'm going to be part of the Altar Guild.
What is that?
I'm becoming more religious, I have to say.
Your union now?
No, it's the Altar Guild.
Yep, yeah, help them haul in like flowers and stuff every now and then. You do that.
Okay,
you
help them
set up the thing.
That's not a great gig.
No.
Look,
I hate lifting things.
Boys, you know I'm not getting any younger, right? And my mom, God love her, going through a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah.
I'm putting in my chips right now. I'm saying okay. I'm putting in some markers. I'm
okay.
Actually saying, you know, I want to do everything I can to do that. And if they set you up when you walk into the church, they got these tables set up and they're right there in your face.
Right.
And it's like, hello, would you like to volunteer? And I've been polite and said hello and then quietly walked to my seat. This time I stopped at two places. There are like 20 of them at these tables, and I signed up for two things. That's what I did.
You know,
Carla somehow ballet danced around the table and came right to the pew and didn't have to do a damn thing.
Is it too late to get out of Altar Guild and get on Usher? Usher's a good thing.
I don't want to. No, don't want to do Usher. Do
we
not
get to
want to
pass
do Usher.
The plate. It's good stuff.
No, see, the Usher. Usher is just same thing.
Responsible for cash.
No,
things always go wrong.
Oh, Hinky, mm-hmm. He ends up in jail.
Yeah, people always like say, "Where's the other 20?
What happened to the snowblower?"
Yeah,
I think exactly if I was an Usher, I'd probably end up doing what my cousin Billy and I used to do, which is wrap the tape around our fingers, you know, and reach into the double sided tape,
that old
reach into the collection plate and get a quarter out.
That's right, and then off to the ice cream parlor.
I don't think we ever had the guts
36.
To do that.
Malts for everybody.
We talked about doing it though. Like it might have been interesting, but no, it was. It's something that, as I said, I'm kind of making sure that I'm on good terms with the
this
Almighty.
This is smart. Now, when
for
you
this
look,
particular
make
time
sure you
in
get
my
the
life,
updated copy at least 24 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you
I don't want any extras.
No.
I don't want to have one reading one day and then nine readings one day.
No.
Oh, we got a lot of readings, Mike. This is Christmas week.
Yeah.
We got a lot of extra readings. Now, when you looked at what to sign up for, like Altar Guild, that to me, this is going to be your problem. Because you know what?
They make it sound cool, but it's
Altar Guild sounds to me like it's sort of a catch-all type deal. Did you look and see who else was signed up?
You're not the X-Men. You're just volunteering.
It's setting up the stage. That's what it is. It's setting
up
the
altar.
Well,
you're a stagehand. You have to dress all in black.
I'm a stagehand. That's why.
Mike,
and I told Carla, the lady said to me, she said, well, you know, sometimes we've got an older parish, and sometimes with the lifting, and I looked at Carla, I said, that's what they said to me. And Carla looks at me dead in the eye and says, so they wanted you? which is, you know, made me feel pretty good.
Slim
pretty
pains.
Strong.
Maybe when they said incredible. They have an older parish, they were actually trying to let you fit in and say, yeah, we have an older parish. You're going to be okay.
Look, you've been down there. You saw my son baptized. You guys know the average age. The average age in general around here. You know that it's an old. So I think when you're even slightly younger and you want to participate, you do that. And I'm going in it. I love the attitude there. I love it. I really do. I like the attitude. It's.
You didn't like the tithing so much.
He'll be down to 7% before you know it.
We have our limits.
Of course.
That's why I'm putting in a little sweat equity, you know, so that
this is good for 10%. Right.
That's, we're
good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I feel
Mike,
about it. I'm
have
fine,
you thought about when you're doing the readings? Let's get back to that.
Oh, my God. Character
voices.
Yes. Rob, that is brilliant.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes.
You can get up there and what if, like, King Herod sounded strangely like James
Andy
Garner.
Andy Dufresne.
Oh, if you did all today's readings, will be done in the voice of Morgan Freeman.
A rating for the Book of Corinthians. No, I don't know if I'm going to.
Come on, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, it'd be great. Just,
Leviticus. 1.1.
Whatever. 1.1. Because Leviticus 1 wasn't good enough. Here's Leviticus 1.1. Make sure you update your Bible.
Here's the update. Extended. What is it? The gallows. Gallows.
Hello.
Hi, Morgan.
A reading from the Book of Mike, according to Mike. And yea, that young man will go to breakfast with you
yes.
in the early morning hours. Then you will have a fine day. He will be very, very good to you. And he will say, I love you. And you will buy him a pirate ship. Then later on in the day, you will roughhouse with the young man. Play the little tent game under the blanket where you pretend you're out in the backyard. Then you will make him laugh by making funny, funny faces. And then you will make him laugh so hard that he will vomit right in your lap.
Anyway, it's interesting.
Wait, you know, when you guys are playing that tent game, is he the Cub Scout and you're the Eagle Scout? What's going on down there?
How are the rules?
Stop that. Behave yourself. Good Lord. I would reach through this television monitor and slap you for
He's
that inappropriate comment.
He plays that game with Mrs. Scoutmaster. That's right.
He plays a game
with Carla where he earns his knot tying merit badge.
You know,
it's a different game.
The thing about the Shawshank Redemption is I'm conflicted about links that people send me. Now, if they're posted on my news feed, it's a different story. Anything goes there.
Sure.
You're interested, you click on it. When you send me a message, a private message, and in that private message is just a link, I've told you I don't like that. That's lazy, and it's interesting to you, but you're asking me on faith to just click on the link and find out what's interesting to you. I don't do that. I never do that. If you send me one sentence and thought you might find this interesting, that's not good enough either. If you're going to send me a link, you've got to at least give me some sentence indicative of what the link is, because it's happening to me all the time. And I got one this weekend. What did I wrote it down? Rob's liver and slavery in schools. There was one thing about liver. There was an article about liver failure.
Yes.
And it was just like, I'm sorry, I don't need that on my Saturday morning. And I don't need slavery being taught in schools with one sentence. I don't need that. I really can't stand that.
Would you say the bare minimum would have to be something like, in reference to your discussion of topic X on Friday's show,
precisely,
thought you
precisely
might want to see this article.
Or one that I always open, another great story from Florida.
That's a good teaser.
Is a Florida man or a Florida woman. Mm-hmm. And those, the percentage of home runs on those, pretty strong. Pretty strong. But the ones where it's just like, you know, this is something that was interesting to me. I mean, I appreciate, but you know, you're just sending it to me willy nilly, and it doesn't do it.
Can I shed a little light? And I think it's important we clarify here.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That Mike O'Mara is a celebrity. All right, so he doesn't have time for your messages.
No,
he
that's not
have
true.
Time
now stop
for your
it.
Links.
Will you stop that? Now, shut up.
You should
shut up for a second. Go find a snowblower. No, hold on a second. No,
and
no, no.
Just because you see him reading scripture on Sunday doesn't mean he's like you.
No,
he's different.
Stop it.
He's not.
All right, now
you're
saying that. I get it. I'm coming across as a little
celebrities.
Here.
They're just like us.
All right, shut up, both
he
of you. Shut
reads
the hell
his
up.
Mail.
I read all my mail. I read all of my mail. I like getting mail. What I don't like getting is somebody's link that doesn't have any explanation, because it's like, why should I click on this? And sometimes
could
I click
be spam
on something
too
that I find disturbing. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not cool. I don't like that. What I do like is when somebody posted on the news feed, where, you know, everybody surfs and everybody gets to see it,
mm-hmm.
the Shawshank Redemption trivia,
yes.
which was really, really
That's
interesting.
Fun.
I didn't know that the Shawshank Redemption was filmed in Ohio. Did you, Rob?
Was it really? Oh. I had no idea.
It was filmed at a prison, at a correctional facility. I think a youth correctional facility in Ohio.
Rotten Ohio kids. Mm-hmm. Just rotten Ohio kids rotten from like Ohio. Dayton. Look at those
Rob,
bastards from Dayton. Mm-hmm.
While you're not mocking me for being a celebrity like Oscar Santana, can you back me up on this? Do you get the same things? You get more than I do.
Oh, more than you know. And you know what? I will get... I'm so glad that there is only one more NFL game, because what happens if one ball bounces off one upright? Mm-hmm. I hear... Bing, 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 bing.
God forbid they try to help you do your job.
No, but it's just,
God forbid.
It's not saying that I don't appreciate the help, and I always say thank you.
You know, the least engaged social media person right here, the person that pays the least attention, that totally blows people off,
yes.
is the one that's been giving us the hard time here.
Yeah.
I can't even get you to answer a message online, for God's sake.
Come on. I appreciate the messages, but the odds are I probably won't get them. And when I finally have a little time, I'll go back and be like, I'm so sorry. Facebook Messenger isn't the best way to get a hold of me, but this is this is how I can help you. I usually allocate 2 to 3 hours a week to do that.
Okay. All
so right, I get back to them. I just don't tell them. You know, I appreciate the engagement, I guess.
What I did, what I enjoyed this weekend, did you see someone yelling at everyone that was posting? There was a restaurant called The Rusty Spoon.
That was fun.
What was that, what was that all about? There was some controversy on the fan page.
Yeah, like four people posted it on the fan page.
They got creative.
And
then
someone yelled at them and said, really, folks? Four people on the same page? Don't you ever scroll down?
Show favorite.
Yeah, it was a show favorite. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I like when they self-police.
You know what? All right. Based on this whole conversation, go ahead. Send me anything you want.
Okay. Oh,
thank you.
That's
it.
Sweet.
Changed my mind. I liked all of it. I liked the slavery story in schools being taught. I liked Rob's liver story. Did you see that story about your liver, Rob?
Is it about my liver in particular?
Well, based on the body type they were describing, yes, it is.
Oh,
anyway, all right, just checking. But no, everything's going to be fine. We'll take a break.
Spotted.
And when we come back, it's news you may not need. Right here.
It's fatty is what it is.
Oh, sorry.
That's it.
The elusive spotted liver. We'll be right back.
Hey, here you go, liver.
Do you talk
C++?
Do I? Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Dorks. Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Boom.
Is he back from Sundance? Are you guys back? Can we get a new one? Can we possibly get a new one?
And can we have him on the show? Love to talk to him.
Let's get him on the program.
Yeah.
That would be love to get Todd on the program. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. I love quality sleep, and I love my Sleep Number. And new Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who used Sleep IQ technology experienced improved sleep quality and more restful time in bed. We've been telling you how healthy that is.
Yes.
My Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and even lets me change if I want to. Plus, it adjusts on each side so it's the perfect bed for couples. And by adding optional Sleep IQ technology, you can track and optimize your sleep. It's that simple. So whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you will always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. Something like having more than one cup of tea during a day can affect your sleep patterns, and Sleep IQ can help you with that. My Sleep Number is a 90. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 93 again, and I feel great. Shape the best sleep of your life with the Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to whip and nay nay and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you, Rob.
News!
Tom Hanks, everybody!
There he is, isn't he wild, little Tommy Hanks?
Once again, America's favorite actor, according to the annual Harris Poll. They've been doing this apparently for 22 years, and he has been number one 5 times, most recently 2 years ago. He is followed by, I'll give it all.
Okay.
10. All right, here we go. Tom Hanks is number one. He came in 5th last year. Johnny Depp, number 2. He came in 4th last year. Denzel, he was number 1 last year. He's number 3 this year. Here's the wild card.
Yeah.
John Wayne is number 4.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
John Wayne was 2nd last year.
Really weird.
Number 5, Harrison Ford. Number 6, Sandra Bullock. Number 7, Jennifer Lawrence.
So it's
pretty, in this kind of company, it's pretty good to be in the top 10.
You can be either gender.
Yes,
it's not just actor and actress. Okay.
Clint Eastwood is number 8, and at number 9, it is a tie, so this is 9 and 10, a tie between Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts, who have been in 5 movies together. So there's your top 10, but Tom Hanks hasn't made any crazy great... Well, he was Bridge of Spies. He was pretty good.
Well, Mike, you can't base it on current work if John Wayne is in the top 10. John Wayne hasn't made a good movie in some years.
It's just who people like. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Where's the guy from Mike and Molly?
Mike Malloy.
He's my favorite.
Or whatever. Casey Anthony has been mostly out of the public eye since she skated on charges of killing her daughter, Kaylee. But she popped up in West Palm Beach, Florida this weekend.
So glad to have her down here. Well, I guess she's from down here.
Sure.
She was selling stuff at a yard sale. How weird is this? Remember that? I mean, that's such a big story just a couple of years ago. A woman who saw her says she was acting, quote, cheery and normal. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Which is weirder, the fact that this news story is on my news or the fact that this woman describes her as cheery and normal, like she's concerned about that.
Or you know, weirder, I mean, that she's having a yard sale. Don't you think you'd want to stay away from almost anything from that woman's household?
I would think you would probably want to stay away from that. The woman also, Casey Anthony, would probably want to stay out of the public eye.
Yeah.
Well, she was being helped by a big muscular man.
Nice.
He may have been her boyfriend because there's apparently talk in that area that she recently moved in with a guy. So that's just weird. I just want to throw that out there. Because remember when that story broke? I mean, when she was acquitted, everybody was like, well, she better go into deep hiding.
Yeah,
she
of
was
course.
Such a no, they don't know any better.
All right, here's my favorite story of the day. Kanye West is denying claims by his ex-girlfriend, Amber Rose, that she used to have to go around back. If you know what
Back
I mean,
door.
To give him a little extra pleasure, he tweeted, quote, exes can be mad, but just know I never let them play with my.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I don't do that. I stay away from that area altogether.
Mm. Well, so, if it's in the Twitter sphere, it must be true.
The fact that you got to clarify that speaks volumes.
Don't you think he's protesting too much?
Yeah.
He added, quote, I'm not into that kind of stuff. I like pictures and videos.
No.
Me and my wife got the kind of love that can turn exes into best friends.
Oh.
Okay, Kanye is a weird dude.
Yeah.
All right, just the fact that he's engaging in this. The Huffington Post looked into what Kanye West does dig in the bedroom, according to his song lyrics, and there's at least one instance where he talks about some back alley dealings in a song called I'm In It.
Oh, I love that
song.
That's a
good
song.
Perhaps his music has betrayed him a little bit, but we shall see. So,
find out.
And he loves Kim.
Yes, he does. And keep that in mind, ladies, in case you ever get that date.
Thank you. Vanessa Hudgens, you watched her last night, right, Rob?
I thought she was pretty fantastic. I thought the whole show
Fox
was great.
Grease Live last night. Rob went gaga about it because his daughter was in the play. Last night, it couldn't have been easy for Vanessa Hudgens. Her father, Greg, died of cancer the night before. That's pretty stunning to me. Yeah. He passed the night before. Earlier yesterday, she tweeted, quote, I'm so sad to say that last night my daddy, Greg, passed away from stage 4 cancer. Thank you to everyone who kept him in your prayers. Tonight I do the show in his honor. What a trooper.
Wow. That's fantastic. Good for
her. She seemed to be in good spirits leading up to the show because she posted several updates. Vanessa performed pretty flawlessly, and they ran a dedication to her dad during the closing credits. How was Grease on
that? You know
Fox?
What? After the disasters that were The Wiz and what was the other one they did that was so horrible?
Peter Pan.
Yeah. We agreed that Sound of Music was okay. I went into this ready to make fun of it. Fox killed it. The fact that this was a live show and they pulled it off, the talent.
How did you enjoy it, Oscar?
I definitely didn't check in.
It was very, very good. And again, you said it, an extra level for me because Julia had done the show and it was fun to watch her watch the show. But really, if NBC expects to keep up, they really need to raise the bar.
What time was it on? Was it an 8 o'clock show?
No, because of Fox goes to local at 10. They did it from 7 till 10 p.m. They did it in 3 hours. Oh.
I was watching 60 Minutes and finding out how lawyers in New York are crooked. Bulletin! They had a guy like from this anonymous group put hidden cameras in lawyers' offices, and they pretended that there was a West African dictator that they were fronting for that was taking bribe money and setting up a slush fund. An anonymous account, bank account, and the lawyers were all, okay. Including the president of the Bar Association.
I would love it if you tuned in like halfway through 60 Minutes. This is the worst episode of Candid Camera I've ever seen.
60 Minutes, sometimes I will linger with it, even though I know it is just pummeling me into a colossal depression.
Yep.
I will watch it anyway.
For 40 years.
It does it.
Mike, I saw 60 Minutes, and then I went to the critically panned Entourage on HBO.
Oh, great film.
Which I watched again. I said, this movie's really bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, I spent some time with my friends on Downton, Downton Abbey, and the Earl of Grantham.
Yes.
I'm not going to give away anything if you T-vote it, okay? But pretty spectacular stuff.
Did you get the sex scene?
A wild card surprise.
Did you get the sex scene you wanted for all these years?
No, I didn't get sex, Rob, but I got blood. Hey! Lots of blood.
They're not necessarily exclusive of each other.
Oh, God.
Lots of blood. Isn't that fantastic?
That's nasty.
That is horrible.
A woman from Marietta, California named Erica Harris randomly connected on Instagram with a guy from New York named Artie Van. About a year ago. Sounds like a Catskills comic.
Artie Van!
There he is, Artie Van!
Erica is surprisingly attractive for a story like this, and Artie has a chin strap beard. Just thought we'd mention that.
Thank you.
They started chatting. Incidentally, the chin strap beard, the worst official beard of all time.
It is.
They started chatting online. They sent each other videos, and then they became a couple, even though they'd never met in person, and they finally took it to the next level on Friday. Artie bought a one-way ticket to California.
Wow.
Erica met him at the airport. He proposed, and they got married on the spot. Artie says, quote, "Don't listen to your thoughts. Don't listen to your head. Follow your heart. Follow your soul."
Wow.
He's basically telling us not to think.
Yeah.
Erica says, quote, "For anybody that doesn't believe in fairy tales anymore, who am I? It can happen to you too."
Wow.
So that's
I believe in fairy tales, but I don't believe in chin strap beards.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I draw the line, Mike.
Exciting. And now a little something something. A new range of body positive Barbie dolls were unveiled this week. You got your petite Barbie, your regular Barbie, and your curvy Barbie.
Mm.
Well, now Twitter, of course, is calling for Ken to get a similar makeover. People were all over social media calling for Ken dolls to get the same treatment in the shape of a dad bod. They're urging Mattel to embrace a more realistic version of the manhood so Barbie's on and off boyfriend can also be more reflective of the world around him. But here's the good news. How often do corporations respond to this quickly? Mm-hmm. But Mattel, I give them kind of props because the good news is Mattel has responded to this. They are listening, and this summer they have announced that they will be coming out with the new Ken Spiewak Barbie doll. In stores everywhere. It should be fantastic.
Mike, I have to apologize in advance. It's an expensive doll because of the amount of product it takes to make it.
It takes a little more plastic.
A lot of plastic.
Make the Ken Spiewak doll.
Little tiny Birkenstocks.
Comes with his own shave cream for his head. From Harris. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this. All right, Bob.
Do you know what separates us from the other shows on the More Network?
Our lack of talent.
Besides that,
what?
We take questions.
If you want to know something, if you're pining for knowledge, all you got to do is write the question on our Facebook page, Cake and Cookies, and we will answer it. But
it has to be good.
And we have to be good.
No. If we had to be good, we never would have gotten a show.
People are still waiting for us to start. It's Cake and Cookies right here on the More Network. Check us out on iTunes or the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows the More Network has with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show. It's the way I listen to my content. I use my phone.
Sure.
Plus, you can use it to contact us. It even links you directly to our Amazon portal so you can shop and support the show. How easy is that? And speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap, ladies and gentlemen. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS, then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and start living a better tomorrow. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday. Happy February, everybody.
Another month in the record books, Mike. Let's start with this because we just mentioned it. Grease was last night on Fox. And it was what they did was kind of neat. They sort of married the Broadway show and the movie. So there were movie parts to it. There were stage parts to it.
I like when you're telling Oscar that.
Well, I mean, I feel because
he
like,
looks so he looks so fascinated with.
I love show tunes.
If I don't eye contact with him, he's going to be in his phone. So
this is true.
But here's the open that was sung by pop artist Jessie J. And what was neat is she was singing it backstage, and we got to see everyone before they did it. And also, I did not know that thing about Vanessa Hudgens. Here she is performing "Look at Me, I'm Sandra D." She was great.
Keep that pale, this far from
Would you care about it if your daughter hadn't been in it?
I would have checked in on it.
Right.
But the thing is that it was truly an impressive production. They said they had like 16 acres
all
worth of sets.
All the moving parts, yeah.
Yeah. The fact
who
is
played the John Travolta role?
Some guy that I don't know. I mean, just a guy with a... But I did say this on Facebook last night.
Jonah Hill.
Skinny Jonah Hill.
Welcome to Rydell High, where the average age is 28. As always, the high school kids were too old. Moving on, the SAG Awards, which always used to be dominated by the women that worked at WJFK. The SAG Awards were Saturday night on television. And
I used to get all the movies, you know, when I when I was current.
Well, Mike, you can't be part of every union. I know you're already part of the Altar Guild.
So, thank you.
What are their dues?
Thank you very much. Oh, like for a couple of $1,000, I could probably get those movies again.
Sure.
That's not worth it.
But is it worth it?
No.
No. This was my favorite moment at the SAG Awards. Remember Jacob Tremblay, the 9-year-old kid who was in the room?
Tremblay.
And he was extraordinarily cute and well-poised at the
Is
Golden
the room
Global
the
Awards?
One about the Irish girl that comes to the United
no,
States?
No, that's Brooklyn, I think.
Oh, isn't
that
Brooklyn,
called Brooklyn?
Okay, yeah.
I think so.
This is the movie that is everyone is saying it's going to win a lot of Oscars yet.
Someone that's about our studio in Washington, The Room.
No,
the
it's
Room.
Called No Room. That's the one about our studio.
I think there's a lot of room.
For me, somehow it's different. Jacob Tremblay, this was a very funny moment he had on the SAG Awards. I think you'll like this.
I am so happy to be spending the evening here with you, Jacob. It's been a while.
It's award season. I've been working the circuit.
Jacob would like to say something to the nominees.
I can still remember the first time I got nominated for a SAG Award. I was only 9 years old. And I was competing against Batman.
He's this poor kid. He's 9 and he's cute right now. By the time he's 13, he's going to be a disaster.
Be rough.
So enjoy
hope
the
he didn't
next
throw
4 years.
Up on anybody.
He didn't throw up on anybody, but he did come out with a huge pirate ship toy.
There you
so
go.
I thought it was cute. Chris Christie made a reference on television that I found rather unfortunate the way it came out. Mm-hmm. He was trying to say that he was a fighter like Rocky.
Yes.
And that he was still in there punching. And so this is what Chris Christie said.
I feel like I'm going to start pounding the meat, y'all. I'm going to start pounding the meat in here, for God's sake. Unbelievable. Incredible.
So of course,
I bet he's done that a lot.
Pounding the meat.
I bet he's done that a tremendous amount.
Mrs. Christie has seen to that. And another, there's
the pirate ship
on wheels.
Chris Christie pounding the meat.
And here is one other unfortunate newscaster moment. The announcers for the 76ers game were talking about Steph Curry's arm failing him.
Yes.
And that he has to ice it and do so much work on it so he can stay in the game. I'm not sure I would have phrased it this way.
Lubricated, or is it just perpetually in ice? Because it's got to get stiff from jacking it that many times. Holy cow.
Yeah, you can't jack it over and over again.
The announcers.
And
man,
expect
oh man.
It
you know,
to be
they haven't
okay.
done it their whole lives like we have.
No,
you know
they have
I mean?
Not. That's they it. Haven't. Mike, I saved this tape for you because we lost you for the last couple minutes of Friday's show. I thought you'd really appreciate this. They asked Chelsea Handler that in her entire career, who was her least favorite celebrity that she interviewed?
Who was the worst celebrity you ever interviewed?
Well, there's so many. I can't decide. I mean, Justin Bieber, maybe, because he was trying to flirt with me and it was so uncomfortable. Like, that's his shtick. Like, he would come on and flirt with you and he just felt like a child molester right away.
Do you really think it was a shtick? I feel like he probably was really...
No,
actually...
I think he does that to, like, you know, like, if you... You know, I think he probably does that with everybody. You think he really loves me?
Did he ask you for his phone number? For your phone number?
No, he did not, no.
And you weren't into it?
No, I was not sexually attracted to a child.
So there you go. She shares your feelings. This gets my award for the calmest guy of all time. His name is Devon Hawkins. He lives in Illinois. 5 hours after he was shot in the chest, he went to the emergency room. He was released. This is 5 hours after the shooting. He granted this interview to local news while smoking a cigarette. Keep in mind, 5 hours earlier, he was shot in the chest.
You know, I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do, drinking, and somebody shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest. And I'm like, get my son out the room. You know, I wasn't even tripping over. It's like a little petty wound, you know? I ain't even tripping, though. I don't know what's going on, man. I just know I just want me dead, like, on some other stuff. I don't know.
So, we wish him well and a speedy healing. But it was...
Yeah.
What?
He wasn't shot in the head, right?
No.
Okay, I was just checking. Okay.
And you had your favorite news story. I've got my favorite tape of the day. This is a dog. I believe he's in Europe. He looks like he's a mutt, but mostly golden retriever. He's imitating an ambulance because he hears an ambulance. So he hears it.
Wait.
He does it again. He's a good boy. That's your Magic Audio Vault. There Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We rely on your word of mouth. Support our app. Get our bonus content. Support our wonderful advertisers. Do whatever you can to make sure the TMOS Show comes to you for a long time, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long for now. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.